As the economy starts to reopen this week, some businesses are getting back to work. But amid an oil price crash fueled by low demand, thousands of workers in Colorado's oil fields are being laid off. As KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, the loss may be permanent for some.
Mark Cleveland is an electrician. He got into the oil and gas field 4 years ago because of the money. E-techs, as they're known, can earn upwards of $70,000.
I like the pay. I mean, it's hard to find a job that you can have a single income and pay your bills and not worry about living check to check. So that was nice.
But earlier this month, the company he works for, Liberty Oilfield Services, suddenly laid off half of its workforce, including Cleveland.
I just went in and turned in my stuff and said thanks and asked to have me back if they could, you know, to keep my job options open.
And the main reason he and thousands of other workers in Colorado are in the same boat stretches way beyond the state's borders. Amid COVID-19 shutdowns, global demand for products like gasoline and jet fuel have plummeted, sending oil prices crashing to historic lows.
Today, 1 week later, U.S. oil prices plunged into negative territory. The price settled at, get this, negative $37 per barrel, which is down 305%, meaning people would pay you today to take their oil off their hands.
That kind of volatility has a direct impact on the number of drills operating in northern Colorado. It's dropped more than 40%, says Bernadette Johnson. She's an economist with Denver-based energy analytics company Enverus.
Majority of operators have already come out with announcements saying they're going to lay down rigs, they're going to run as few as possible, they're not going to turn wells in line. Production is going to start to come off.
And that's led to layoffs as companies scramble to balance their budgets. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment recorded nearly 500 unemployment claims from oilfield workers in just the first week of April. That's up from a weekly average of 29 1 year ago. Even as the economy starts to reopen, Johnson says the oil industry and all those jobs will likely lag behind other industries.
It's not going to be like a restaurant where you necessarily have 10 servers. You bring all 10 servers back. As soon as people start filling those tables again, you're going to trickle that in. And it's really going to be really based on the price of crude and the price of natural gas.
Some workers, like James Smith of Greeley, are holding out hope that that recovery is swift. Smith is a truck driver who usually makes around $24 an hour. He still has a job, but his company recently cut pay and hours because there's less work out there.
I have a certain way of life that I've been able to afford for years, and now I can't.
Smith tried interviewing for other commercial driving jobs, distributing food for Walmart, Amazon deliveries, but none pay nearly as well as oil and gas.
I actually had a gentleman yesterday tell me, I'm sick of all you oil field people calling me and expecting you're going to make that much money. The oil field's going away. You're not going to get that back. You need to realize what you're worth. And that was really disturbing because I've made this kind of money for 6+ years going, no, I know what I can make.
The typical pay for oil field workers depends on their position and experience. But the wages for jobs like drivers and electricians does tend to be higher than other industries. After his layoff, E-Tech Mark Cleveland has finally had enough of the industry's booms and busts.
This is going to sound bad to say this, but for all intents and purposes, I feel like my career in oil field is dead.
He doesn't want to wait around for a recovery to get back to work. So he's looking at security jobs and is selling video game accounts online to make some extra cash. But he feels stuck.
We're kind of wait and see. Because there's nothing out there. Everything that I see that I could probably get will actually pay me less than my unemployment will pay me from the oilfield. So there's not a lot of incentive to do that.
He's optimistic with the state's stay-at-home order lifting and some businesses starting back up again. He'll find something. And soon. Matt Bloom, KUNC.